Believing in Ghosts. We should do this on Halloween, shouldn't we? Finney's been up the Crumlin Road jail, which claims to be one of the most haunted buildings in Northern Ireland. Owen Lamb showed him around, filled him in on the dark history and claims of paranormal activity.
When did the jail first open?
It opened in 1846, and that was for 106 men, women and children. And they were marched here, shackled in chains.
Children as well?
And children as well. Children as young as 7 years old could have been held here.
We're looking at a board now with a lot of very old pictures on it. Were these former inmates?
These are former inmates.
There's a real mixture of people there as well. Mm. You've got a gentleman at the top with a beard. Mm. He looks like he's maybe in his mid-40s. But there's a lady here who looks like she's on her way to Sunday service. She's got a hat on with flowers in it and a Sunday coat. Mm-hmm. And then there's another guy down here, and he looks like he would be, what would he be, 12?
He doesn't look much older.
In relation to what they were in here for, was it everything from murder to very small
everything,
crimes?
You know, from petty theft, all kinds of prisoner or prostitution as well, which actually we believe that this prisoner here is actually a prostitute.
The lady with the flowery hat?
Yes, the more flowers in her hat, the more you had to pay, so she was quite expensive.
Ah, how things have changed. We've approached the top of another set of steps going downwards. What's this to?
Well, this leads us down into the tunnel which connects the jail and the courthouse.
It's quite a narrow, long tunnel with a curved ceiling, and there's a real smell of damp down here as well.
A smell of damp, and of course when it really rains, it seeps through the walls. The walls really weep. Now, from the 1970s onwards, there was as many as 25,000 prisoners were transferred up and down this tunnel. There have been a number of reported incidents of paranormal activity down here, jangling of keys with sudden gushes of air, or people feeling their coats being tugged. The only way out is the way that we came in.
You're giving me goosebumps. I assume that must be a standard thing in your job.
Coming down here on your own isn't something that you really wish to do.
No.
We could call out here if you like. You know.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Well, I say go ahead. It fills me with a slight bit of dread, but please do.
If there are any spirits here with us, if you're here down in the tunnel, make yourself known. Make a sign for us. Let us know you're here.
Can we go now?
Yeah,
can we get out?
We can get out. That's it.
Some people would say it's just nonsense, and if you're in the dark in a jail, you're going to get freaked out. You'll see things that maybe aren't there.
There is an element of if you let your imagination run wild. What we try and do is we try and eliminate a lot of different things. What we try and do as investigators is say, well, we know what are the usual signs here, and we know what is unusual.
So where are we now?
Where we are at the moment, this is the circle, which really was the heart of the jail. Now, much of it has been stripped back to how it was in Victorian times. Basically, we have four wings converging at the one point. You can see here we have A wing, B wing, C wing, and D wing, spreading out like a fan. And on the far left-hand side there, that's the prison tuck shop.
A tuck shop?
Well,
now you're talking Nolan language.
Prisoners, prison officers, they've reported many different unusual signs and sights throughout the jail.
Where are we going to next? We're going down this very long corridor.
Well, this is C wing. This is the only wing that we have open to the public at the moment. Parcels would have been received here for prisoners, and here they would have been inspected, made sure there was nothing untoward in that package, anything that made an escape.
No files in the cake?
No files in the cake. They would have been inspected. What was more common was things like oranges which had been syringed with vodka, and so they would smuggle those in. They would find out how this was happening by rolling the orange along a table. If it didn't roll evenly, they knew there was something else inside, so they stopped the oranges coming in altogether.
We're looking into a cell now.
This would have been initially for one person. It's rather simple. It's 12 by 7 by 10 feet. You get a tall, high window. You get a hammock or possibly a straw mattress on a wooden frame. And those little tubs there that you can see by the bed.
I was going to ask what they are. They look like boxes you might put some cake or something in.
That's their ensuite. It got a bit smelly, to say the least. What the polite thing was to do during the night when they were locked up was to wrap it up and throw it out the window. Mystery parcels, as they were known as.
Charming. Some prisoners were executed here many years ago. Where would that have been carried out?
Well, we'll start a journey of the execution just through this door.
So we walked into what looks like a double cell.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Yes, this is the condemned man cell. If you were sentenced to death, you'd have been brought here. As 8 o'clock approached, the time of all executions of the jail, the prisoner had to be prepared, and they were prepared through here, in this room, also known as the pinioning room. Here, arms are secured, down by their side or behind their back.
The door open.
The execution chamber.
Much bigger, with extremely high ceilings. When I look up, there's a beam that goes across. Tell me what that is, what they are hanging from that.
The beam that you can see there, that is the original. This is an original hangman's rope.
So we're standing here over the top of the trapdoor, so they would have been walked out here.
Two senior prison officers would have stood on planks on either side of the trapdoor. They'd have stood there holding onto one of the ropes in order for them to secure the prisoner. Then we'd give the all clear to the executioner, who, very quickly, would pull the safety pin, push the lever, opening the trapdoor beneath the man's feet, sending him dropping. Well, after the prisoner would have been lowered down and confirmed he was dead, he would have been brought through and placed in a coffin in this room. The coffin was then carried by four prison officers from here through that gate, up the steps, through the exercise yard, in accordance with the sentence. This really is the place where most people feel most unease.